Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yes, 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 it's the Butcher Shop. Joe Shasky here once again, friends. And subscribe, like, and love this podcast, this brand new podcast, wherever you find them, whether that's the Odyssey app, whether you're finding me on YouTube, whether you're finding me on Apple or Spotify, where you find podcasts, iHeartMedia, we're pretty much everywhere. And it's your, the People's Pod here in San Francisco, in the Bay Area. And I don't know if you saw this, but ESPN predicted that the Golden State Warriors would win the NBA Finals in 2025, 2026. Yeah, you're hearing that correctly. Kevin Pelton, who is kind of a statistics analytics data guy for ESPN, ran thousands of simulations. And simulation number 620 was the one he ended up writing about. Yes, you heard that right. Simulation number 620. He did thousands of them, but he plucked out number 620 as the simulation that struck with him the most. And why is that? Because your Golden State Warriors, yes, your Golden State Warriors went on to win the NBA championship in 2025-2026. That can't be real. I mean, this guy ran thousands of simulations and that's the one that he wanted to write about. Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, think about it. This is one of the most popular teams that the NBA's ever had, which is just remarkable if you've been a Warrior fan your entire life. They simulated this season using statistics, all of the data and the algorithms, and just lots of different numbers, running these numbers over and over and over again. And he chose this one because the Warriors hoisted the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and I found it to be interesting. They ended up playing the Orlando Magic in this particular simulation. And this prediction doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but I found it to be fascinating that ESPN would choose the Golden State Warrior one as the one that would get the most clicks and that would be the most intriguing and the most fascinating. And along the way, they name like an NBA Cup winner. They give you even kind of what your record might be based on this simulation, almost like you would in 2K, like if you were playing a video game on Christmas Day, you know, what your record might be if it were the NBA All-Star break. And if you're wondering, you know, the Golden State Warriors aren't just good in this simulation. They're the best team in the league. They have them as the number one team at the end of the Christmas Day, being 20-7. They have them at the All-Star break as the number one team in the NBA by four full games, 42-13. That's what their record is projected in this simulation to be. And they've got Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler in the All-Star game. I mean, are they that far off? We'll get into it in a second. At the end of this particular simulation, they don't just have the Warriors being good. They have the Warriors being the number one seed in all the land, 63-19. That's what their projection for the record of the Golden State Warriors was based on this simulation of thousands and thousands of runs. On this one, they got the Warriors as the one seed. They'd have Oklahoma City as the two seed. Kind of a great year, 58 wins, but a little bit of a hangover, if you will. The Nuggets would be the three seed in this simulation. You got the Memphis Grizzlies as the four, Clippers as the five, Rockets as the six, Minnesota at seven, the Portland Trailblazers at eight. Then you got the Suns, Kings, Spurs, Mavericks at 12, Lakers at 13, missing the playoffs and the play-in altogether. Pelicans and Jazz round out the Western Conference. And if you're wondering, well, who's the best team in the Eastern Conference? Well, they project it to be the Orlando Magic by a whopping seven games. They have them at 57-25 ahead of the New York Knicks, who would be the two seed in this simulation. And, you know, they predict a lot of different things, and I find it quite fascinating. They've got the Utah Jazz getting the number one pick in the draft lottery, which is, you know, funny on a variety of levels. Danny Ainge saving them picks, finally getting the number one pick. But they go through all the playoffs, and they have the Warriors as the one seed taking on the Kings in the first round. Thunder taking on the Blazers, Rockets and the Nuggets, Clippers and the Grizzlies. And they've got the Warriors pretty much advancing, playing the Clippers. And then in the conference finals, the Western Conference finals, Warriors OKC. And they've got the Warriors beating the OKC Thunder 4-2. 4-2. And they make the champion after beating the Orlando Magic, your Golden State Warriors. Now, look, I'm as big of a homer on the Golden State Warriors as anyone. How realistic is this? How realistic is it that Steph Curry wins his fifth championship? That Draymond Green wins his fifth championship? Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr win their fifth championship? Jimmy Butler wins his first championship? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I look at this team today, and I look at the roster, and I look at the ages, and if you just... you're just looking at you know, how are they going to be able to get this done? You've got 37-year-old Steph Curry making $60 million this year. 36-year-old Jimmy Butler making $55 million. Draymond Green at 35 years old making $26 million. Jonathan Kuminga making $23 million this year. Moody, Hield, Horford at 39 years old. Hield's 33. Pods only making $3.5 million at 22 years old. Melton, Gary Payton II, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Gee Santos, Quentin Post, Seth Curry. I think you get the picture. And it's interesting. My good friend Nick Friedell sat down with Al Horford. And Al Horford, one of the senior, the wise men on this team, 39 years old. You know, he was on a champion, the Boston Celtics, and he wanted to stay there. And in the article, based in The Athletic, our Odyssey insider Nick Friedell got Al Horford to pretty much admit, like, hey, after the Tatum injury, I didn't see them as a champion. I didn't see them as a team that could compete for the championship. He came here to win a championship. He could have easily retired. Al Horford believes this is a championship-level team. I bet you Steph Curry believes this is a championship-level team. And I know Draymond Green knows in his heart and in his soul this is a championship-level team. But is it? I wonder. You know, I love this team so much, but they've got clear flaws. You got four guys that they want to start: Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, and Horford, over the age of 35. How many games can they realistically all play together? 60? 65? Are you going to rest some of these guys for back-to-backs? What are you going to do? You going to play them all the time? You going to split the back-to-backs? Have Steph, you know, rest one night, Jimmy rest another? Who's in your starting lineup? Are the four old guys in the starting lineup? Or do we want them all to close? Or is it situation by situation? Where does Jonathan Kuminga stack up into all this? Where does Brandon Podziemski fit into this? What about Buddy Hield or Moses Moody? Is DeAnthony Melton going to be healthy? I have many more questions than I have answers today, as basically the season's a week away. But I'm really excited for this Warrior season. Now, I'm not going to come out here and tell you, Like ESPN, I'm predicting that the Warriors are going to win the championship.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But I'm not saying they're not. Now, for those that are just tuning in, this is The Butcher Shop. I'm Joe Shasky. You can like, subscribe, and find all of our stuff wherever you find your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, if you like. Hit subscribe. We really appreciate it. And we love your support. Getting back to ESPN, Kevin Pelton, a writer for ESPN, a statistics analytics guy, ran thousands of simulations in. He predicted in this ESPN article that the Golden State Warriors would win the NBA Finals in 2025, 2026. And I just jotted down all of the reasons, you know, to be optimistic and to buy in. And a lot of the questions that surround this team. I just always wonder, as the journey of a season takes off, and you really do have to navigate an 82-game, 9-month schedule, and that's if you want to play into June, what are the bodies going to look like? You know, they're already nursing some injuries right now with Moses Moody and a calf strain, and that sucks. Moses had a heck of a month right before the end of the season when they really solidified their lineup, and I thought he was a really impactful player for this team and provided some youth and some really nice shooting. He ended up hurting his thumb and his hand, and just the playoffs did not shake down the way the final month of the season did. But I believe in Moses Moody, and I think he can be a contributor. We spent the entire summer talking about Jonathan Kuminga. What is going to happen with Jonathan Kuminga? Oh, my God, is he coming back? Are they trading him? Is he taking a multi-year deal? Is he going to sign the qualifying offer? Let's put all this to bed. He's on the team, and let's support the young man. I think they're going to need Jonathan Kuminga if they want to go deep. They're going to need Moses Moody, who's 22 years old, and Jonathan Kuminga, who's 22 years old, and Brandon Pajemski, who's 22 years old. They're going to need the young guys to take steps forward. Now, maybe not all three will do that. I'm predicting Jonathan Kuminga has a really big year this year. And I do think that the Moses Moody injury with this calf, though frustrating, might be a silver lining. It might be a silver lining for Jonathan Kuminga. And I think it'll give him an opportunity to crack the lineup early on and maybe play a little longer than he would have if they were jam-packed at the wing like it feels like they are. Now, you know, guys like Pajemski are going to play a lot. He's going to dribble a lot and take a lot of good shots. Could he be a candidate to be a pop through, you know, take it to the next level type of a guy? Think Jordan Poole in 2022 when they won it all. Could one of those two guys, or maybe Moody, do that? What about Buddy Hield? Buddy Hield saved you in game 7 against the Rockets. Buddy Hield had moments. Buddy's going to play. And if Buddy can shoot and he's hot, you got to ride that hot hand. And then I think about guys like GP2, Seth Curry, DeAnthony Melton, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Quentin Post, Guy Santos. They've got a lot of nice role pieces that you do need to have in these situational matchups when you get to a 7-game series. It's just navigating the 82-game season to get to the playoffs tends to be more difficult for the Warriors, at least in the last few years. But I'll tell you this, as ESPN predicts the Golden State Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals in 2025, 2026, I think I agree with them. And I know I'm a Warrior homer at times, but I'm also the harshest when it comes to the reality of what this roster does look like and the age and the injuries. And the navigating of the egos, Jimmy, Dre, Steph, Kuminga's playing time, shot selection for some of the young guys, playing through mistakes, the streakiness, and maybe the jam-packed lineups that are going to make it difficult for Steve Kerr on a night-to-night basis. I believe this team can win a championship because I'm not going to bet against Steph Curry. I think he's got one banner year left in him. I do. And I'm not going to bet against Draymond. And I'm not going to bet against Jimmy Butler. And I'm certainly not going to bet against Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, who's impressed me, quite frankly. I think he's done a good job as a GM. The Jimmy Butler trade changed everything. But I'm never going to bet against Joe Lacob. I know. Joe can drive us nuts. I know. You're worried he might become Jerry Jones of the NBA. But remember what the Warriors were before he became owner. He's not just a good owner. He's an all-time great owner. Now, we'll see what his resume is 10 years from now, 20 years from now. He'll have an opportunity post-Steph Curry to be able to write a new passage in that book of ownership. But for right now, I know that this band, Steph, Dre, Steve, Joe, they make sweet music. And I'm ready for one more hit album that'll go platinum before it's all said and done. So you tell me, do you believe in what ESPN's predicting here? Now, it's one simulation. Do you think the Golden State Warriors can win the NBA Finals in 2025, 2026? I do, because I ain't betting against these guys. This is The Butcher Shop. Thanks for tuning in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.